Arroyo. Are you enjoying it right now?
The special feature of our school is all of us are good friends. This is because our school is small.
You are right. There are only 111 students, so all students know each other.
However, there is another reason.
We have interesting events. Now, we are enjoying each other.
We practice very hard to make good family and bonds of friends.
Some volunteers make a special for us group. We join. We enjoy singing and communicating with all of members.
So we are good friends and enjoy our school life very much.
We will be happy to do our best.
Now it's the third grade student speech time. Sato Hart and Kana Kokone. Let's enjoy listening.
First speaker is Sato Haru.
Hello everyone!
Hello!
Have you ever compared yourself with others? Well, I have. I have several times. I'm a third grade student preparing for entrance exam. So I need to study hard for it. And I have a lot of exams. When I fail in an exam, I always compare myself with my classmates. I think, is she smarter than me or he got a very high score? When I think such things, I feel even more down and I become negative. I think everyone has also had the same kind of experience at least once. Today, we can see someone's success and activity all over the world on the internet. Many people can show their fulfilling life, which is called the idol. On the other hand, many people feel inferior to people on the internet. They feel envious of gorgeous houses, expensive brand bags, delicious dishes, and pretty girls to their stylish clothes. Many people compare themselves with other people and they get depressed. But to compare with others isn't always a bad thing. In some cases, by comparing with others, it makes them more motivated than before. Actually, I have had this experience. My friends are good at sports. By contrast, I'm not good at sports. I respect my friends, and I thought that I would be like her. So every PE classes, I learned harder than before. Then, I could break my own record on the long distance running test. I felt so good. I think it was a good experience for me because I could develop my skill and realize the importance of the effort. There are many kinds of people with different abilities around us. We must not compare ourselves with other people and judge a person by their impression or appearance. We all have good points and bad points. So we need to understand each other and also love ourselves. So let's try to do our best. I want everyone can be positive after listening to my speech. Thank you.
Next speaker is Kana Kokone.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
What do you think about makeup? Do you like it or are you interested in it? Many people think women should always wear makeup. If we don't wear makeup, some people tend to think they're lazy. My mother wears makeup to go to work, and she spends a lot of time doing it. For me, it looks perfect to do it every day, early in the morning. I think it is unfair. Why do women have to wear makeup? What is the purpose of it? So today, I'm going to talk about my opinion of common sense of makeup. Makeup will make some women happy and help express themselves. But other women are not interested in makeup and don't even want to do it. I think whoever, including men, wants to do it can do it. We should not make a distinction between women. I have three reasons why we should not distinguish them. First, if we do that, it's same as to stealing your freedom. For example, wearing makeup is a common sense of society nowadays. If some women don't wear makeup, some people look at them coldly. They can't be themselves. One day, I was shocked to hear someone say, "Woman who doesn't wear makeup is not being a real woman." What a discrimination! So, I used the internet to search how many women feel unfair about common sense of makeup. According to the article, 36% of women don't feel unfair, but 31% feel unfair. It is crucial because only women are expected to wear makeup every day. We should accept natural beauty. Second, many women have various reasons not to wear makeup. For example, they might have health problems, financial problems, or simply don't have time for makeup. People expect women to wear makeup at home, so there is also stress and pressure for them. I thought we need to change our thoughts to make a better world which everyone can live more freely, regardless of their appearance. Many women want to live more freely. Lastly, wearing makeup is not equal to looking clean, and not wearing makeup doesn't mean she's not taking care of her appearance or looks dirty. In fact, it's healthier and cleaner for people not to wear makeup constantly. Especially men should know that it is not healthier for anyone's skin to be covered with makeup every day. We should accept natural beauty. Today, I talked about makeup as one example, but there are other discriminations around us. Equality for everyone should be something we as a society try to accomplish. Thank you for listening to my presentation.